Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening around the state of Wisconsin, whether it be on The Game in Wausau or Duluth Superior on WNFL in Green Bay or The Fan in Milwaukee, 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan there. Appreciate you tuning in. Time for our Green and Gold update brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Joining us now, he is Packers punter Daniel Whelan on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Daniel, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I want to get into what you got coming up because the Packers sent out this press release that you're going to be going back and visiting Ireland and the UK and doing a special visit there coming up in a little bit. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, because when you left, you were what, like 13 years old and went to Palm Springs and came over here to the U.S. and now going back as a star punter. That's got to be something.
Yeah, it's definitely a surreal feeling. I mean, leaving here, I didn't really have much clue of NFL football or anything. And like now coming back 13 years later, actually like playing in the NFL, being like a punter in the NFL is pretty surreal for me. So it's been a great time so far.
I want to go back to the beginning, if you don't mind, as you leave there and you come over here. And I've talked about this before, you know, I've been doing this a long time because I'm an old guy. And a lot of times you talk to professional athletes and the careers that they pick aren't even their favorite sports. Like, I've talked to so many NBA players whose favorite sport was soccer, but they're like 6'10", and they couldn't play soccer. For you, growing up, you played soccer. Is that your favorite sport, or did it become football over time?
Yeah, soccer was definitely my favorite sport. I definitely wanted to be, like, a pro soccer player. I was pretty tall and skinny, so I kind of fit the role for that. But then when I was about 16, 17, I started kicking field goals and punting and then kind of started falling in love with that. Like the more progressing I got, I just started loving football even more.
So who's your team then? Do you still follow it?
Oh, yeah. Newcastle United.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I'm assuming you're going to get tickets for the World Cup when it comes?
Yeah, and hopefully Ireland actually qualifies. I think they play in March, I believe. So I think if they win that, they'll be in the World Cup.
Well, I have no faith in the U.S. As of late, so I'm not gonna count my chickens on the U.S. actually qualify. But they actually get automatic qualification because they're one of the home countries, so they'll get to play regardless. Yep. I want to get your thoughts on the XFL experience that you had, because you come over here and I was watching an interview and you took the UC Davis offer out of high school, the very first offer that you got. How many other offers did you get? Did you get bigger schools? Did you ever regret taking it after like UCLA or somebody else came calling?
I actually didn't get that many like offers, really. UC Davis was kind of the one and only full ride scholarship. Well, thanks to Dan Hawkins, but yeah, I kind of fell in love with UC Davis when I went up for an official visit. It was similar to what I was living in Ireland, like small town, small little college area. So it was perfect for me.
So now you get there, you do the college thing, and then obviously the draft comes and goes. You don't get drafted. And then you go as an undrafted free agent and sign with the Saints later.
Yep.
But then you don't get to realize your dream because you're released the day before training camp starts?
Yeah. So I did all the media, OTAs, and then camp is literally about to start. And I'm on a plane home in an hour. So, yeah.
I can't even imagine the crushing thing that is. What was the reasoning that they had? Like, did you see it coming at any point?
No, you know, I thought I'd get at least a couple of preseason games, some film. They said I wasn't consistent enough, need to get better at holding. So, yeah, I kind of took it to heart and just started going on, like, the grind, as they say, to just get better.
Did you get a personal coach that you started working with at that point to try and get you better? Because I know you've had a personal coach here as of late.
Yeah. In high school, college, Aaron Perez and Sailor were kind of my go-to for punting. But now I go to like San Diego where Nick Novak and John Carney are, who are veterans of the game. So just picking their brains when I was at that stage in my life kind of helped me grow and understand football, how to get better punting with other people and get better at holding for kickers.
Time with Packers punter Daniel Whelan. He is visiting Ireland and the UK and going back home and being a rock star punter after growing up and living there till age 13. Very cool deal there. I also want to get your thoughts on the XFL experience because that obviously set you off to get the opportunity in Green Bay because you were an all XFL punter. Talk about that experience in the XFL.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed my time in the XFL. I thought it was a great experience, learning experience. I mean, I got to meet a bunch of new people that are like now my close friends. I mean, the coaches were all great. The experience was so fun. I mean, I don't have enough words to say how great it was for me, but I got good film and I punted pretty well enough to get signed by the Packers soon after the season. So, yeah, it was a great time.
What did you improve on maybe the most in that XFL experience from where you were in college when the Saints sent you home?
Yeah. Well, I'd say my confidence. I'd say confidence was a big thing for me after getting cut. You know, you're down in the dumps. You're like, don't know what's going to happen next. And then you start actually living up to your potential and you play well and you're like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then I kind of just kept rolling with what I was doing, and it worked out for me.
Daniel, the other part about this is obviously you get to Green Bay, and it wasn't like they signed you and said, here's the job. You had to go up against a veteran in Pat O'Donnell. Talk about that experience and how that worked in that competition between you and the vet.
Yeah. I mean, coming straight from one season, trying to start another one, it was pretty tiring, I'd say. But, I mean, Pat, what a man he is. He definitely helped me learn more about football, punting, holding. He's a phenomenal person. I mean, he was so kind to me and, like, just teaching me the ways of the NFL. So, yeah, and then obviously Rich and Byron were definitely helpful for me in getting better. And, I mean, it was tough at first, but, I mean, you just got to keep going.
I don't think people really understand, man, how it is when you're in the NFL and let's say the team drafts a running back and you are a running back. Right away, you're like, okay, they drafted somebody that they're going to try and replace me with. Or in your case, they sign a punter out of the XFL. And it takes, in my opinion at least, a special person to try and help out his competition get better that eventually, essentially cost him his job.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the job. I mean, everybody drafts a quarterback every year, but there's always a quarterback on the roster. And I mean, you practice with them every day, you're in meetings with them every day. So you kind of just try and show them the ropes. And then, it just happens.
It's pretty crazy. In 2025, you reached the top of the Packer record books, single season records for both grass, 51.7 yards per punt, and net, 43.9 punting average. Gross average ranked number one in the NFL. It marked the first time in Green Bay that the punter has led the league in the category since the 1970 NFL-AFL merger. And your special teams coach through all of this was Rich Bisaccia, who I will say shockingly, because I don't think anybody saw it coming, steps away last night from the special teams coordinator and associate head coach role. Did you have any idea that this potentially could be coming?
No. I found out when everybody else did.
Have you talked to Rich since then? Texted Rich? Anything like that?
Yeah, I've been in contact with him. We talked.
So this is my first question, Daniel Whelan, on this, because obviously I've not talked to him. Is health good? Is he fine and everything else? Because when you see that, and again, he's not a young man like you are. I immediately think, oh, man, I hope his health is okay. I hope he's fine health-wise, and that doesn't have something to do with him stepping away. Is he, from a health standpoint, is he good?
Yes, he's great.
So that's good.
It was just a personal decision, and I respect it.
Well, which is awesome. Talk about how important he was to you in your time as a punter and some of the key things that you took away from your experience with Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great human, first of all. I mean, he definitely taught me the ropes about punting and special teams and the importance of every moment you get when you're out there on the field. So, I mean, his his leadership and like player development. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. I mean, he definitely helped me be the best punter I can be. And yeah, I'll definitely be in contact with him throughout my career. So, I mean, yeah, I'm super happy I got to be under him and he could coach me to be the best person I can be.
What about the idea of, they've always said about Rich Bisaccia, a great leader of men, and obviously he's associate head coach, not just the special teams coordinator. How much of an impact have you seen him had on, you know, other positions, other groups on that team as far as his leadership goes?
Yeah, I mean, the respect is there. Every person in the whole organization respected Rich. I mean, they'd all probably say the same thing about him, like, great person, great leader, and he just definitely wanted the best for everybody in the room. So, I mean, he's just a great person.
What about your relationship as you are dealing with kickers on the other side of you, field goal kickers, and last year having multiple field goal kickers? How is that from your perspective to deal with? Because it's got to be challenging for you, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're just developing relationships with kickers. I mean, my job is to hold the ball, so it doesn't really matter like who's kicking. I just want them to make the kick at the end of the day. But I think just building that relationship from the ground up, whoever is kicking is very important to me and Matt as well. So I think
Are there smaller intricacies that go with each kicker that they like things maybe a little bit differently or want to practice more than the other or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, every kicker's got their little niche. They like the ball held a certain way, some longer steps, this and that. But I think it's just whatever they need, I'm there. And whenever they need a kick, I'll hold for them. So, yeah, I'll always be ready to go for them.
That's awesome. Packers punter Daniel Whelan on his visit right now, Ireland and the UK. And you've been doing the rounds, including the Woolshed Bar and Kitchen. Have you ever been to the Woolshed Bar and Kitchen previously?
I have not, but I'm very excited to go to it tonight. It's going to be a pretty good time.
What does a Daniel Whelan like to have beverage-wise? Are you a beer guy? Are you a bourbon guy? What's the beverage that you like?
I like Guinness. I had a couple of Guinnesses. It's been good, but I do like whiskey. I probably like every kind of alcohol there is.
Well, you fit in very nicely here in Wisconsin, then. Yeah. You fit in with everybody else. Packers punter Daniel Whelan has been our guest here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Daniel, thanks so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Daniel Whelan, joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.